Hey everyone, just taking a quick 15 seconds to let you know that my new book, The Fitness Mindset, Eat for Energy, Train for Attention, Manage Your Mindset, and Reap the Results, which hit the bestseller list within 24 hours of its release, is now available to buy on Amazon. So if you're looking for everything you need to get into incredible shape and the mindset to keep it forever, be sure to check it out. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset. With your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset to help you with your goals. Hopefully you can all hear me okay, because in the studio I have windows right beside me and there's lashing rain coming down through it. So hopefully you can hear me okay. Not the best weather in the west of Ireland here on Galway in October, so hopefully you can hear me all okay. So this episode is going to be a little bit of a different one. I've had a lot of people message me and a lot of inquiries, particularly with my programs this month, because October and November are two notoriously hard months to kind of stay on track and just kind of set yourself new goals and stay in shape. When we come out of the summer and there's less sun, there's less holidays, there's less basically reasons to be wearing a t-shirt and less clothes, sometimes it can be harder to stay motivated. So today's episode, I'm going to set a Halloween challenge for anybody listening to do for the month of October. And if you want to hashtag Brian Keane Fitness on Instagram, I'm going to be checking the hashtags every day for anyone that wants to keep me posted on how they're doing with the 7 fitness challenge Halloween tips that we're going to talk about in today's episode. So how today's episode is going to work is basically tips that you could apply for most of the year to stay in good shape. A lot of these things are tips and tricks that I use myself throughout the year and that help me stay on track and help me stay relatively lean regardless of what I'm training for. But they're also very, very good ones to apply for the month of October and then double down on the ones that have been working best for you in November, December, January, so that you can stay in shape throughout the year. So I'm going to go through 1 to 7. And what I would advise, if you want to get best results for this and you don't necessarily want to jump onto a program or a plan or whatever it is you're training for, these are just ones you can sub straight in for the month of October that will hopefully help you have your body in tremendous shape coming into Halloween. So about 3.5 weeks or so to Halloween. So we're going to aim for the 31st of October. And hopefully you all get great results from a couple of these tips and tricks. And then the ones that work best for you, I would advise doubling down on them. The University of London says it takes 66 days to form a new habit. I talk about habits in my best-selling book, The Fitness Mindset. Hopefully some of these will be a catalyst for things that will improve your health, your fitness, your body composition going forward. So we'll get straight into number one. So number one is cut out all processed food for the month of October. So for those of you who have been following the podcast a while, you know I'm not a massive fan of processed food. It's not so much the processing that's the problem, but with a lot of microwavable foods and ready meals, a lot of the vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and fiber in general have been removed from those meals in order to put in different preservatives and additives so that it gives it a longer shelf life. Food in general wasn't meant to sit on a shelf for 3, 4, 5 months at a time, particularly whole foods that where you pull out the vitamins and minerals and then add in preservatives such as your ready meals, your meats, your rice. All of these foods were not meant to be consumed through a ready meal and microwavable. So what I would advise for the month of October is try cutting out all processed food that you eat. Again, I'm talking biscuits, ready meals, any microwave food that you have. If you use microwave rice, try switching to normal rice. If you're using packet prepackaged chicken, try sticking or switching to full chicken fillets and see how your body starts to respond. One of the biggest things that has helped and supported and served me and everyone that comes through my program, largely, again, it tailors depending on the person, but when you eat whole foods and real food that come in as close to its original form as possible. Now, I'm not saying eat paleo, which is the paleolithic diet, but any food that hasn't been processed and there hasn't been additives and preservatives added to the food. Because what happens is, on top of your body composition changing, your energy levels tend to shoot up. I spoke in the nutrition section of my book about minimizing processed food purely from an energy standpoint. The irony is, when you have more energy through the day, you end up having better workouts, or you end up walking more, or you end up concentrating better and don't need a sugar or stimulant hit just to get you through the day. minimizing processed food can do that. So for the month of October, any processed foods you're eating, try and cut them out now for the next 30 days or the next 25 days. See how your energy levels respond. See how improved your sleep is if you're someone that struggles with sleep. And if you have any issues with anxiety or stress or just constant fight or flight where you're worrying all the time, sometimes it can be on an onset from certain foods and chemicals that are in your food. I know myself that I've had my own history with anxiety, and some of it's circumstantial, some of it's environmental, but a lot of it is down to the nutrition that I eat. There are certain foods, and when I was teaching and living in London, I was eating a lot more processed ingredients. It wasn't too highly processed, but I was still eating packets of chicken that had preservatives added to them. I was eating microwave rice, thinking that, you know, they fit into my calories, they fit into my macros, these would be fine. But my energy levels were at an all-time low, and I was putting it down just not being sleeping that well, being stressed at work, and I was always in an anxious state. But then as I started to research it, read different books on clean eating, Paul Checks, How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy, Ori Hofmeckler's, Anita Bean, Sports Nutrition. When you start reading and researching more around the topic of whole foods, and more so the ingredients that get added to processed foods, and how they can send your body into a mild state of fight or flight, depending on your own digestive system, that can trigger anxiety in a lot of people, and it can trigger a lot of different negative impacts on your sleep. So for the month of October, try cutting out all your processed food and just switching to whole food. So real veg, real fruits, whole meat, fish, real potatoes, real rice, and try and build a lot of your nutrition around those whole foods. Okay, next one is the exception to rule number one. Only have sugar or alcohol on a Saturday night. So one free meal a week. What I have in my top 50 program particularly, I have the same thing in my GEA Lean Body program. It just falls differently because of matches at weekends. But what I have in my top 50 program where people come through my general fitness program, whether you're trying to lose body fat or tone up or build muscle, is a free meal once a week. So on top of eating your whole foods 80, 90% of the time, once a week, have your free meal that has your sugar or it has your alcohol and factor it into your plan. The truth is, if you are getting things right 80, 90% of the time, you're going to have a leeway of 10 or 20%, and it's only going to mentally make you feel better and allow you to stay on track long term. The truth is, you could diet really hard for 6 weeks, get into great shape, and then binge out the other side because you were way too restrictive and way too strict on yourself, and then you get all the self-sabotage and the mental stories you tell yourself of why couldn't I stay on track, and we tend to beat ourselves up when we can't stay on track long term. But the truth is, if you just factored in a couple of free meals every week or on a Saturday night or whatever that time is that looks like for you, that can help you stay on track long term. On top of spiking up your metabolism if you're in a deficit because you're giving your body effectively a refeed, so your metabolism isn't plateauing and it isn't stalling, which can happen sometimes in a calorie restricted diet or in a calorie deficit in general. So it's very important to just add something in that will give you a surplus, whether you do that with clean whole foods, as some people do, or you do that with a free meal or a cheat meal. I prefer the name free meal just because it doesn't have a negative connotation with food. But cheat meal, free meal on a Saturday night, and then only have it at that time. So what I would advise you do here, and it's a little tip that I use, and I've used for the last probably 5 or 6 years of training, is I normally do my hardest training session on that Saturday, and then I have my free meal that Saturday night, which is normally ice cream with my daughter Holly, or just going out to the cinema, or going for drinks, or whatever it is that is allowing me to just have that free meal and have it nearly deserved because of the hardest training session that I did that day. I normally do some form of metabolic conditioning workout or a leg workout on the Saturday, and then I have my free meal after. On top of your metabolism being ramped through the roof from the intensity of those types of workouts, you're going to be able to absorb those simple sugars much more effectively. A lot of it's just going to replenish your glycogen stores, and it's going to make you feel a little bit better mentally because you've trained so hard and feel like you've deserved it. So what I would advise trying for the month of October is on a Saturday night, do your hardest training session that you normally have on a Saturday, and then in the evening have your free meal every single week, which is either sugar, my personal preference, I'm on a big black and greens, white chocolate, butterscotch chocolate. I like the raw cane sugar. It doesn't make me feel as groggy in my brain than normal processed sugar. And I'm a big fan of dairy milks and Dime bars and things like that, and ice cream in general. But most recently, I've switched to the organic chocolate, which is raw cane sugar, and I don't feel as cloudy the next day. So that's my personal preference. But be sure to hit me up on DM or comment on your hashtag on Brian Keefe Fitness what you're using for your free meal on a Saturday. And hopefully that helps you stay on track over the month of October. Okay, next one is straight out of my program, and it's one of my systems that works tremendously well for me, particularly when I'm trying to stay lean over the winter months, when you're not particularly training for anything, you're not going on holiday, you don't plan to be in a bikini or topless or anything like that as a guy in terms of being away and being at festivals and events. So one of the things that I add in instead of cardio is I add in finisher style workouts. So for those of you who came through my Top 50 program or are going through it currently or going through the next batch, which is probably one of the last Top 50s, that program has been revamped into a 90-day program over the coming months. So it'll be probably the next one or two will be the last ones that I'll be working directly with people. Outside of that, then it'll be through my coaches just to try and keep up with the scale and the number of people coming through. But one of the things that we do on week 3 and week 6 is we add in finisher workouts, which are effectively a combination of resistance training and high intensity workouts so that you burn more calories while you're in the middle of the session and you burn more calories after as you repair. So I've spoken on the podcast in the past that to burn calories, there's lots of different ways to burn body fat. And again, don't confuse body fat and weight. They're not inherently the same thing. Weight is number on a scale. So when you lose weight, if you have 100 kilos on a scale and you go to 98 kilos, you've lost 2 kilos of weight. That's number on a scale. Your body composition might look the exact same. You might be fitting into the same clothes and not look any different, but the scale weight has dropped. You can drop weight on a scale by cutting water, depleting glycogen. Sometimes if you lose muscle or body fat, you'll lose weight as well. Body fat, on the other hand, then is fat on your body. It's when you reduce the actual amount of fat that you can see and it changes the composition of the way you look. So you may drop dress sizes, you may have abs, you may fit tighter into your t-shirts and everything will look better on you and look better off you when you don't have any clothes on. That's reducing body fat. So it's good to not get those two things confused because they're not the same thing. You can lose weight and lose no body fat, and you can lose body fat and not lose any weight. Just in some cases, you tend to lose both, particularly if you're in the overweight or obese category, you tend to lose both. Weight is a good indicator of progress. Then if you're at unhealthy levels and have been sent to a trainer by a doctor, then using a scale is a pretty good indicator of how you're progressing. But for the majority of people listening to this podcast, I know a lot of you are either into some area of fitness or some area of mindset, and you're not in the chronically obese category where you're at a higher risk of developing health complications through your weight. And again, some of you may be listening to this and you may be in that bracket. And if you are, then by all means, using a scale is a good indicator of progress. But anybody outside of that, it's not the best indicator. So one of the things that I use in my programs on week 3 and week 6 as a fat loss breaking plateau for those that are trying to lose fat loss, particularly my advanced trainers, is instead of cardio, we add in the finisher style workouts, which effectively, as I said, is the main ways to lose body fat on top of a lot of physiological responses. Hormones come into play, your digestion comes into play, your absorption comes into play. There's a lot of different factors being in a deficit, but the two main ways in training to keep it simple is one, elevating your heart rate at 70% or above, which is effectively your fat burning zone, which is 220 minus your age to calculate your maximum heart rate. And then the other is to tear down enough fibers so that you're repairing your cells and you're repairing those fibers after a workout, so the food you eat goes towards repair and doesn't add towards your waistline or doesn't add towards your body fat. So what finishers do is they combine the best of both worlds. When you do normal traditional cardio, either high intensity or low intensity, particularly low intensity, when you're doing 70% of your max heart rate, which is a jog or a cycle or a light swim, that's basically elevating your heart rate so that you're in your fat burning zone. When you do resistance training, on the other hand, which is weight training or body weight resistance, you are tearing fibers down and you're going to burn more calories while you sit at home watching your favorite TV show or reading your favorite book or listening to your favorite podcast, because your body is using the food, or your body muscles are using the food you eat to repair from the workout, as opposed to adding more weight or body fat to your body. So what finishers do is they combine the best of both worlds. They allow you to put them together. So for example, a very, very straightforward finisher that you can do, and I put these on my Snapchat regularly, there's some of them on my Instagram as well. If you ever scroll through my Instagram, you'll see some finisher workouts. But one very, very simple one that you can add straight away is burpees and bodyweight squats. Doing 20 reps of burpees, then 20 bodyweight squats, doing 5 rounds back to back to back to back to back, and then resting only as you need to. It takes about 15 minutes, get your heart rate through the roof at 80-90%, and you're tearing fibers down because you're working for resistance on your quad, and you're working for resistance throughout your body on your burpee, and you're effectively going to burn more calories during that workout, and then you're going to burn more calories while you rest out the other side. So instead of cardio for the month of October, instead of walking on a treadmill for 20 minutes, try adding in a finisher. You can sub in any bodyweight movements for this. You can do resistance training. Sometimes I'll add in barbell thrusters, which is a front squat to overhead press, or dumbbell pop-ups, which is effectively burpees with a dumbbell. And I'll sub in different variations, so 20 reps on each, or you'll start at 10 reps and you'll decrease by 1 until you're down to 0. So you might do a bench press or a squat and a deadlift, 10 reps on each, then drop it to 9 reps on each, drop it to 8 reps on each, to 7 reps on each, and then drop it all the way down to 0. That's another finisher that you can add in that's going to tear fibers down and elevate your heart rate. So for the month of October, and if you stay tuned to my Instagram and be sure to hashtag Brian Keane Fitness, I'll put some up on my Instagram during the month and you can tag them straight in, and I'll put the hashtag Brian Keane Fitness on it. So if you search my hashtag on Instagram, it'll pull them all up and you can literally plug them in and see how they respond to your body, and it'll be a nice little switch up instead of doing regular cardio that you can feel bored and you're not probably getting the best bang for your buck in terms of burning more calories during the session and while you rest. Okay, the next one is, it's number 4, but it's effectively an A or a B. If for whatever reason you can't do the finishers at your end of your workout, what I will challenge you to do instead, and I know there's a lot of you that listen that stay at home with your kids, or you work long hours at work and it's just fitting in a workout is a bit of a struggle. So if for whatever reason you can't add in those finishers instead of cardio, what I challenge you with is try and do 100 squats or 100 push-ups every day for the month of October. So if you can't get to a gym and your exercise is effectively just walking to and from the office or bringing the kids to and from school, try and aim for 100 squats and 100 push-ups every day. How you break it up is completely up to you. If you want to do them all in one go, in 100 push-ups and rest, pause, and break as you need to, or 100 squats, rest, pause, and break as you need to, or you want to split them over 4 times during the day and do 25 squats in the morning, 25 in the afternoon, 25 in the evening, and then 25 before bed, you can do it that way. So whatever works best for you. It's just a nice way of getting your heart rate up during the day, particularly for those that are very, very busy and aren't able to get their traditional workout in just because of their schedule. If you really want to ramp things up, combine the two. So add in your finishers instead of the cardio and do your push-ups or squats, or even better, combine them so that they work as your finisher. Your finisher may be to do 100 squats at the end of your workout. It may be to do 100 push-ups at the end of your workout. So you can get creative with it. You can blend it. You can mix and match it. You can do either or. Just something that gets you moving and something that gets your heart rate up. And they're two of my favorite movements, particularly for guys for push-ups and girls for squats. They're just two moves that I love because you can do them anywhere. All you need is a little bit of a space and you can jump in and do them first thing in the morning when you hop out of bed. You can do them before your breakfast, before your dinner, before lunch, and just make it work into your schedule. So if you really want to ramp it up, add both together or be completely creative with it and just add it in to get your heart rate up during the day so you can have burn more calories throughout the entire day. Okay, next one is a little bit of an optional recommendation. So I spoke in my book and I gave a quote from one of my mentors who would always tell me that it's not about what you eat, it's about what you absorb. And the truth is, like most things, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. It's very important the food choices you make, but what you absorb is probably equally as important, because when you eat different highly processed foods or when you eat different ingredients that you're not absorbing because you're either allergic or intolerant to those foods, for gluten or dairy for some people, the kind of high trigger foods, you're not absorbing the nutrients and vitamins and minerals from those foods. So if you're not absorbing it, you're not getting the goodness from it. Something that can tremendously help with that is making sure you look after your gut health. So try adding in an extra strength probiotic for the month of October. I have, in particularly my GEA bikini program, and some girls that are coming through my top 50 program, particularly girls, because of time of the month and different indigestion issues you can have, you can get bloating. A strong probiotic is tremendous. It's just balancing out the gut flora and the gut bacteria in your stomach. And if you've been on an antibiotic, a probiotic, antibiotics and probiotics are putting that good bacteria back into your stomach after a course of antibiotics. So it's very, very important that you restore your good health, because that's what's going to affect the absorption of the food you eat. So eating, when you cut your processed foods and you're eating more real food, and then you add in a good strong probiotic, you're going to start getting a much higher absorption rate from the food that you're eating. And what happens in a lot of cases is you need to eat less food because you're absorbing it better. And the same as if you're on the opposite side and you're trying to bulk up and build muscle, you want to be absorbing all the calories you're eating in order to be able to build up muscle on your frame. So you can eat 5 or 6,000 calories, but if you're not absorbing all of those calories, then you're not going to get the benefit in terms of bulking up. The same way as if you're eating 2,000 calories trying to get leaner and you're not absorbing all the vitamins and minerals from those foods, you're going to be hungry and it's going to lead you to overeating, or else it's going to lead you to be miserable because you're hungry all the time. So try adding in a good extra strength probiotic. In terms of brands, it's very much down to a personal preference. I quite like the Renew Life probiotic or the Super 8 Udo's Choice, but they're pure personal preferences. Have a look around yourself. The only thing I would advise is don't cheap out on a probiotic. Probiotic and omega-3s are probably the only two supplements that I ever tell people don't cheap out on, because you will get what you pay for with a probiotic and you'll get what you pay for with an omega-3, because you can get a very, very cheap versions, but you're not going to get the good health restoration that you would get with an extra strength probiotic. So my advice over the next month or 25 to 30 days is add in a probiotic in the morning and again in the evening before bed or after dinner, and see and check how your body is responding in terms of the foods that you're eating. Are you less hungry? Do you feel a lot clearer during the day? A lot of our anyone that has mood disorders, one of the first things that I do with anyone that comes through my programs that has issues with mood is largely check obviously the nutrition and different things they're consuming. But in a lot of cases, I will make sure they have an extra strength probiotic, because 95%, if I'm not mistaken, I think 95% of your serotonin, which is your happy hormone, is one of your happy hormones, is produced in your gut. And if you don't have good health, you are going to not have the same balanced mood as somebody that does have good health. It's one of the reasons that people with IBS, when you have an IBS or an irritable bowel attack, or you have any issues with your gut at all, with parasites or candida or anything like that, your mood can be affected because you're not going to get that same serotonin production as somebody that has a fully functional gut. So adding in an extra strength probiotic twice a day for the next 25 to 30 days. Okay, next one is a very, very easy one, but is often overlooked in a lot of fitness and nutritional plans, and that's increase your water by another half a liter. There was once upon a time when I used to say increase it by a liter, but or even double up your water, but for some people it's just not feasible, because if you're already drinking 2 or 3 liters, to go to 4 to 5 to 6 liters is just not practical long term, because you tend to run in and out of the toilet every 20 minutes until your body's become accustomed to that new intake, which could take 2 to 3 weeks. So a simple tip is start adding in an extra half liter of water every day. And the tip I gave in my book, The Fitness Mindset to Stay Hydrated, a small section on hydration, like to think your brain and your muscle are majority composed of water, that if you have even a 1% dehydration, your cognitive ability in your brain is going to be down, your muscular performance is going to be down. It's why athletes have to stay so regimented with staying hydrated, so that they don't cramp up and their performance doesn't suffer and their mental cognition doesn't suffer when they have to focus on different movement patterns that they're doing. And it's very important for anyone that's into fitness to stay on top of your hydration, because when you're training, for the majority of people, you're raising your core temperature, which is going to make you sweat more, so you're going to lose some of that water. So a simple tip, and the one I gave in my book, is take a water bottle with you everywhere you go. Literally, if you need to buy a 2 or 3 euro or 2 or 3 pound, if you're listening to this in the UK or anywhere else, water bottle, and then fill it up as you go along with clean water anywhere you go, or buy a bottle of Volvic or Evian and just carry it with you during the day. Put it into your backpack, have it beside you in the office. It will serve as a subconscious cue to drink it when you see it. Like even now when I say drink water, a lot of people, if they have a water bottle beside them, you'll have reached for it subconsciously. It's a very, very easy thing to stay on top of by using a physical trigger or a physical cue. Charles Duhigg talks in his book, The Power of Habit, about the cue trigger reward. And sometimes just having the cue of having a water bottle in front of you works as a trigger to drink more. And then you get the reward by staying hydrated through the day. And what happens is for the first couple of days, if you go up by half a liter, you may be going to the bathroom, you know, once or twice more than often. And then your body just gets accustomed to it and you stay on top of your hydration. Very, very important, particularly when you're cutting processed foods, because you want to clear out any excess garbage that's basically going on in your body. And hydration and staying with good clean water is a very, very important way of staying on top of that. So that's a very simple one to add in that nearly anybody listening can plug in straight away. Okay, and tip number 7 then is try adding in 2 cups of green tea during the day, especially if you drink coffee or normal tea. So one of the biggest changes that I noticed for me, I was a pretty heavy coffee drinker. I used to be a really big tea drinker as well, traditional English Irish tea. But having made the switch to green tea and seeing the cognitive enhancement that I had and the flattened stomach enhancement that I've had through just making that single switch has made it very, very difficult to go back to drinking those drinks purely. I don't drink normal English or Irish tea at all anymore. I drink green tea and then I'll drink coffee if I've got a piece of writing that I need to do or a podcast that I'm creating or some form of long form content that I have to keep concentration on, then I'll use my caffeine there or before training. But largely drinking green tea can just make you feel so much better during the day. It's loaded with antioxidants. For people that have digestive issues, it can help just keep everything flat in your stomach. And it also just means that you're going to stay on top of a little bit of caffeine to make you feel better during the day without massively affecting your sympathetic nervous system like normal cups of coffee do. So what I would advise is if you're drinking cups of coffee, try and limit it to 1 a day and then switch in 2 other cups of green tea. If you're drinking normal tea, again, limit it to 1 a day and then drink 2 other cups of green tea. Or if you don't drink any, try adding in 1 cup or 2 cups of green tea for the entire month. What happens when you drink green tea first, and I normally get green tea infused with lemon because normal green tea doesn't taste that nice, especially initially, and the majority of people won't like the taste of green tea when they have it first, but as you have it 3, 4, 5, 6 times, you start to develop a massive taste for it. And what I found, that the hack that works very well for me, and I can't give any scientific study to back this up, this is purely anecdotal, but sometimes when I was eating a meal, I used to get pretty bad sugar cravings after a meal or just want something sweet. I found having a hot drink like green tea directly after eating sometimes completely nullified that and just killed my craving. I don't have any scientific report to back that up. It's purely anecdotal and what I do, but it works tremendously well for me. So it may be worth adding that in at the end of your meals just so that your digestion is good, so your cravings are a little bit better, and then keep me posted on how you find that too. Okay, so they're all the 7 tips for the next month. So what I would advise, I would love people to keep me posted on your journey on this. Hit me up on DM on Instagram. Let me know on Snapchat. Say I'm doing your Halloween challenge. Or hashtag Brian Keane Fitness. I'm going to be searching that hashtag all month. So if you make any food, any recipes, you do any workouts or finishers or anything like that that's involved in these tips, just hashtag Brian Keane Fitness, and I'm going to be checking that out on Instagram as well just to see how everybody's doing. And hopefully I'll be able to keep people a little bit accountable too. If I see the hashtag, I'll be sure to hit you up and keep you motivated and try and keep you going with it. Even if it's just a reply saying, well done, keep it going or whatever. It is. So hopefully you got a lot of value. A little bit of a different episode today, just because I know myself, October and November particularly are 2 months that I struggle with unless I have a target that I'm working towards. And this may be just a little bit of a fun way to get yourself into amazing shape coming up to Halloween, particularly if you plan to go out and a few nights out on Halloween. It may just allow you to get those last 2 abs out or flatten out your stomach or just get your body fat down so you can fit into that dress you want coming into Halloween, and just gives you a little bit of a motivation to work towards. A lot of people that I speak to in the month of October will have some form of just not really working towards anything, struggling for motivation. So hopefully using this and using this manifested date of 31st of October will help people stay on track, and then the things that are working for you out of these 7 tips, and double down on what works and then cut what doesn't. And before you know it, over a 66-day period or over the month of November, December, you're going to have some new habits that support and serve you long term that will just help you on your fitness journey. So hopefully you got loads of value from today's episode. For more information on me, head over to the website, www.briankeenfitness.com. All the information on my Top 50 program, my GEA Lean Body program, and my GEA Youth program are all on there, so just hit me up on email. My Snapchat is BrianK019. My Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram is all Brian Keen Fitness. Thank you to Colin McBoxonic, who puts together all my episodes. The Fitness Mindset, my best-selling book, is also available on Amazon, The Book Depository, Dooblies Bookstores in Ireland, and selected bookstores in Ireland and the UK. Thanks for listening. Catch you all soon. You can't get enough.